Please turn in your Bible this morning to Psalm 45.
请翻到你们的圣经，诗篇二十五篇。四十五篇。
Psalm 45.
诗篇四十五篇。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Psalm 45, verse 2.
诗篇第四十五篇。
This is speaking of the Lord Jesus. Thou art fairer than the sons of men.
这里是提到主耶稣，你比世人更美。
Grace is poured upon thy lips.
在你嘴里满有恩惠。
Therefore, God has blessed thee forever.
所以神赐福给你，直到永远。
God has poured His grace upon the lips of the Lord Jesus when He was on this earth.
神把他的恩惠放在主耶稣基督的嘴里。
And one of the things we often do is look at what the Lord says.
很多时候我们常常做的就是看看主耶稣说了些什么话。
There was never an idle word that came from His mouth.
他从来不说空话。
Every word was filled with life, was filled with power.
他的话语是充满生命还有能力。
It was for the purpose of strengthening us as people.
因为他的话语是要能把我们他的身体坚强起来。
Each word was for the purpose of creating a new, making us new creatures.
每一句话都是要让我们成为新造的人。
And so this morning we're going to look at just one word that he said on the cross.
今天我们要看他在十字架上说的一句话。
Found in John 19.
在约翰福音十九章。
The Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
Chapter 19, verse 20.
第十九章第二十节。
28.
第二十八节。
John 19:28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had been accomplished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I am thirsty."
约翰福音十九二十节，这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，我要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。
And we're going to just pay attention to those three words, "I am thirsty."
我们要对我渴了这三个字加点注意力。
In the Chinese Bible, how many characters are? Three characters? Three words, three characters.
三个字。
Very powerful words.
这些是蛮有能力的字。
The Lord only spoke seven words on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上只说了七句话。
Three of those words were before 12 o'clock, between the hour of 9 and 12 noon.
头三句话是在正午十二点之前讲的。
And then four words between 12 and 3 o'clock.
其他的四句话是在正午到三点钟讲的。
And these last four words were very important.
那后面的四句话十分重要。
In that they had to do with our atonement.
因为这跟我们的救赎有关。
It was during these 3 hours that even the Father could not look at the Son.
因为在那一段时间，连父神也不能看到他的儿子。
And he cried out this word. He said, "I am thirsty."
所以他大声呼喊说，我渴了。
Before we look at this scripture, we do want to have another word of prayer.
当我们在看圣经前，我们先做点祷告。
Anytime we come to the Word of God, we need His to facilitate us.
每一次我们来到他的话语面前，我们需要他来做工。
In fact, anytime we come together, we only have one purpose.
其实我们每一次来聚集，我们都只有一个目的。
Just like this past hour, and that is to gaze upon the Lord.
就像刚才过去的那个钟头，就是我们要瞻仰他。
To see Him.
要看到他。
There's an amazing thing that happens when we look at the Son.
当我们看着他儿子的时候，有很奇妙的事情就会发生。
We know even when we go outside and look at the sun, it will change our face. It darkens it.
就好像我们去外面晒太阳的话，我们的脸孔也会晒黑。
Something more importantly, what happens to us when we look at the Lord Jesus?
当我们转眼看耶稣的时候，更重要的事情将会发生。
It's only by gazing at Him are we inwardly changed.
只是当我们转眼仰望他的时候，我们里面才会得到改变。
And this change comes by the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个改变是圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit is not here to be lifted up.
圣灵不是被高举的。
The Holy Spirit is not here to be glorified.
圣灵不是被得到荣耀的。
But Holy Spirit has a very important servant work.
可是这个圣灵有一个很重要的仆人的工作。
And that work is to work Christ into our hearts.
那个工作就是把基督坐在我们心中。
So that where when there was once selfishness, now there is generosity.
以前是很自私的心，现在是变成有很
Where there was once independence.
当以前我们是很独立的。
There is now corporateness.
没有群体心。
There is an appreciation of others.
我们现在可以彼此体谅。
I like to watch children when they play together.
我喜欢看小孩子们嬉戏。
Because we see our own nature in them.
因为我们可以从他们身上看到我们自己的个性。
And when two children are playing with two different toys, they always want what the other person wants.
当两个小孩他们手上各有玩具的时候，他们都是要想拿别人手中的玩具。
I have never yet seen a child say, "That's all right, you can have both of them. I'm just going to stand back."
我从来没有看到一个小孩说，那你就把我手上的玩具也拿去吧，我就站在旁边看你玩好了。
It's our nature.
因为这是我们的个性。
Yesterday, when we were coming to the brothers' meeting, we picked up some food.
昨天我们在弟兄聚会完了之后，我们聚会的时候，我们拿了一些食物。
And the mother was paying for the food in front of us, and her young boy was standing beside.
有一个年轻的妈妈在付钱，那她的很年纪很小的儿子站在旁边。
And as this mother was putting her money away to get ready to go, the young boy picked up.Of the packages of food to follow her.
当这个妈妈把零钱放走的时候，这个很小的儿子就拿着这个食物要走了。
And as he was walking to the door, he says, "Well, at least you could help."
这个儿子在走到门口的时候，就跟妈妈说，你怎么样也得帮帮我吧。
And as this young boy said that and walked by me, I thought, "Isn't that us?"
当这个小男生在我面前走过的时候，我就想，这不是跟我们大家都很像吗？
That young boy did not have to be taught that.
这个年纪很轻的儿子并不需要被教导做
这件事情。It came very natural to be rude to his mother.
他很自自然然就可以对母亲很粗鲁。
It was part of his disposition.
因为这是他天然的个性。
Oh, how we need to look at the face of the Lord.
我们真的需要仰望他的脸。
And when we do, we see something utterly different.
当我们仰望主的脸的时候，我们就看到一些完全不同的事情。
And if we stop and gaze long enough, the Holy Spirit will begin working that life into us.
当我们停止的时候，然后仰望他的时候，这个圣灵就在我们身上做工。
That's Christianity.
这就是基督教。
Christianity isn't meetings.
基督教不是一起聚会。
Christianity isn't having big gatherings.
基督教也不是说大家很多很多人一起聚集。
Christianity is when a person has been in the light of and the love of the Lord Jesus long enough, the Holy Spirit is able to change that person.
基督教是一个人在神的光跟他的爱里面浸了那么久之后，这个圣灵就在他里面做工。
A disposition is put into that person that makes him different.
神的个性就在放在人的个性里面了。
Makes her different.
就使这个人改变。
This is what the world is crying to see.
这个是世界上高喊着要看的东西。
Not our talk.
不是我们的言语。
They want to see a life change.
他们要看到人的生命得到改变。
Brothers and sisters, when they see a life change, they'll be drawn.
当他们看到人的生命得到改变的时候，他们就会受到吸引。
When they see a husband that is kind to his wife and treat her decent and like something precious, the world will be drawn to that.
当世人看到一个做丈夫的对他的妻子很温柔很体贴把他当成至宝的话，他们就觉得这个真是很受到吸引。
When they see our children obeying their parents, the world will say, "I want my children to be like that."
当世人看到孩子们服从父母，他们就会说，我们也希望有这样的孩子。
But it's not something that we institutionalize and try and structure and train them from the outside.
这个不是我们可能把事情怎么样制度化，然后怎么样来教导他们做一些事情。
It only comes through repentance.
这个只能是透过忏悔。
And sitting at the feet of Jesus.
然后在他的脚前坐。
And allowing the Holy Spirit to change us.
并让圣灵在我们身上做工。
Let's ask the Lord to do that.
我们现在让主求主做这样的工作。
Lord, this morning we're thankful for the last hour we've had just to sit at your feet.
主啊，我们感谢你过去那个钟头，让我们坐在你的脚前。
Just to muse on your blessedness.
让我们想到你的你给我们的赐给我们的祝福。
To see your beauty.
让我们看到你的美丽。
To see the harmony and the humility of your life.
让我们看到你生命中的合一，还有谦卑。
Now, Lord, for these next few minutes, we do need your life.
主啊，我们余下的时间真的是需要你的生命。
We need your speaking.
我们需要你向我们说话。
We need your translation.
我们需要你来帮我们翻译。
We need your conviction of our heart.
我们需要在你在我们心里向我们定罪。
Lord, soften these hard hearts.
主啊，把我们这些刚硬的心软化。
Begin with me.
从我们自己本身开始。
Begin with Julia.
从我本身开始
and each one
让我然后每一个人这样
we're only here this morning for one reason and that is to see Jesus
我们今天早上聚集的唯一的目的就是要看到耶稣
anything less than that is all in vain
如果看不到的话一切都是枉然
we worship you, we wait on you
我们敬拜你我们等候你
speak Lord for your servants are listening
主啊请向你的仆人说话我们正在静听
in Jesus name, amen
靠主耶稣的名祈求
I see a lot of new faces this morning, including myself.
我看到很多新的面孔，比如说我的面孔也是蛮新的，对你们来讲。
And I think that I would feel led just to review what has happened since January 1st in our speaking.
主领到我来跟你们分享，我从今年一月开始的一些负担。
Since January, we have been looking at really one subject, and that is loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, and mind.
从今年一月开始，我是觉得主带领我跟你们分享如何尽心、尽性、尽力爱主，爱耶和华你的神。
God has an eternal purpose.
主有一个永远的目的。
And that purpose is first and foremost His Son.
这个目的最重要的就是他的儿子。
His purpose is that his son might be the heir of all things.
他的目的就是说他的儿子要成为一切的后嗣。
And to be the heir, to be the crown prince, there must be a kingdom.
如果要成为后嗣或者是成为冠上王冠的王子那必须要有一个国度。
But we only need to go to the mirror and look at ourselves and we can see that often there is a rebellious heart towards God.
我们只需要照照镜子就知道我们对神是有一个反叛的心。
We don't need to consult God because we know better than God.
我们不需要寻求神因为我们比神更清楚事情。
We make decisions daily on where we want to go, what we want to do, and how we want to spend our money.
我们每天做决定我们要去哪里我们要怎么样花我们的钱。
It's called sin. It's called I am the God of my life.
这个是罪，这就是说我就是我自己的主，自己的神。
And everyone here this morning can be a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet we have the potential of being God and ruler of our life.
我们在座的每一个人都有这个潜能，可以让主来做我们的主宰。
Thank God, He is Savior this morning, and your guilt, the guilt of your sin is gone.
我们感谢神，因为他把我们那个罪已经拿走了。
But that's only the first step. That's like a drop of water.On our parched tongue.
可是那只是第一步，那只是好像我们很干渴的舌头上滴了一滴水而已。
But as we witnessed last week when 11 people were baptized.
可是我们上个礼拜看到有十一位弟兄姊妹受浸的时候。
One of the things we noticed is that every one of them went all the way under the water.
我们看到有一件事情就是每一个弟兄姊妹他们是完完全全浸到水中。
This was a picture that they had been immersed in Christ.
这是一幅图画代表说他们完完全全浸入被浸在水浸在基督里面
and none of their life was seen
然后他们自己的生命就不再被看见了
and that God's intention is that they come up and that they begin to experience resurrection life
主的神的心意就是让他们起来的时候，让他们有复活的生命，让他们不再被死亡。
And that their life began to be characterized by His life.
让他的他大家的生命越来越像主耶稣的生命。
And then God can be His Son can be ruler over that life.
然后主耶稣他的儿子就可以成为这个生命的主宰。
Because again, the Father's purpose is that His Son be heir of all things.
记得父神的目的就是要他的儿子成为一切的后嗣。
And this means that He might have our allegiance.
这就代表说我们要跟他有联合。
He might have our submission.
他我们可以向他屈膝。
That we might honor Him instead of ourselves.
我们可以把他放在首位，不是把自己放在首位。
And God is working in every one of our lives in order that His Son might be heir of all things.
神在我们每个人的生活上面都在做工，使他的儿子成为一切的后嗣。
Also in God's eternal purpose, He is making each one of you and I His bride.
另外在神永远的旨意里面，他也要把你跟我每一个人成为他的心腹。
And to be His bride, we must be compatible.
要成为他的心腹，我们必须要跟他相像。
We know when a young couple comes together and they are married, they think they are very compatible.
当每一对年轻人结婚的时候，他们都觉得他们彼此十分相配。
But it doesn't take but sometimes an hour to find out they're not compatible at all.
可是很快，可能是在一个钟头之内，他们觉得他们一点都不相配。
Whether it's finances, whether it's raising the children, whether it's what type of car to buy, where to live, there's two different wills for all of those things.
不管是不是财经上面的事情，不管是不是怎么样教育儿女，要买什么车，甚至于在哪里居住，他们两个人都有不同的想法。
And God has to work many years in a couple for each one to lay down their own will and allow God's will to be their will.
很多时候需要花很多年，神才能使他们把他们自己的意愿放下，使神的旨意成为他们的旨意。
We spend years, even decades, trying to change the other person.
我们花很多年，甚至于十年、二十年，花时间来改变另外那一个人。
And why do we do that? Because we think we're superior.
为什么我们这样做呢？因为我们觉得我们比另外那个人优越。
We believe our will is superior, and I know best.
我们觉得我们自己的意愿是最好的，我们什么都懂。
It's the same selfish nature that we saw in the children and in babies.
这也是我们从我们的孩童跟婴孩上面看到的自私的心。
And we never grow up.
然后我们从来也不曾长大。
But for God to have a bride, there must be a compatible life, compatible nature, and compatible character.
可是要使基督得到一个心腹的话，生命必须相配，性格必须相配。
When we look at the Lord Jesus, we see a type of person.
当我们看到主耶稣的时候，我们看到一种人。
And when we look at his helpmate, his counterpart, we see the same type of person.
当我们看到他的配偶的时候，也应该看到相类似的人。
The same love.
类似的爱。
The same joy.
相同的喜乐。
The same humility.
相同的谦卑。
And God says, that person can marry my son.
神才能说这个人可以跟我的儿子相配。
Brothers and sisters, the only reason you're on this earth today is not to save the world.
弟兄姊妹，你今天还在这个世界上，并不是为了拯救世界。
First and foremost, you are saved to become His bride.
最重要你得救的原因就是要成为他的配偶。
And I'll tell you, as we become His bride, those around us will become saved. They'll be attracted.
当我们成为他的心腹的时候，那些在我们周围的人就会受到吸引。
So we have this first commandment. God says, "Love me with all your heart."
所以我们有这个第一条诫命，就是说，尽心尽意爱爱我。
The first four commandments all deal really with the same subject.
其实，头四个诫命都是爱神。
If we understood that first commandment, if we lived in the life of that first commandment, every one of our problems in life would be solved.
如果我们明白这第一条诫命，并且我们应用这第一条诫命，我们一切的问题都会被解决。
As one sister prayed this morning, God would be satisfied.
好像我们波饼聚会的时候，一个姊妹祷告说，让主的心得到满足。
And when God is satisfied, we're satisfied.
当神的心得到满足，我们的心也会得到满足。
When Jesus got ready to go to heaven, he said to Peter, "Peter, do you love me?"
当耶稣准备要上天的时候，他向彼得说，彼得你爱我吗？
He not only said it once, but he said it three times.
他不只说一次，他说了三次。
It was the most critical thing as far as the Lord Jesus was concerned that he wanted to convey.
从主耶稣的角度来看，这是他要告诉彼得最重要的事情。
And really, today, brothers and sisters, he's only saying one thing to you and I. And he says, Dale, do you love me?
这也是他今天对我们个人讲的一件事情，就是说 Dale 你爱我吗？
More than relationships, any relationship?
你比爱我比爱任何世界上任何的关系 更深吗？
Do you love me more than your career, business, profession?
你爱我胜过你的工作你的业务吗？
Do you love me more than your children, more than the grandchildren, more than family?
你爱我胜过你的儿女你的孙子你的家庭吗？
He's saying to us this morning, do you love me more than even the church, brothers and sisters, which is a wonderful thing.
你爱我胜过于爱教会吗？这些所有的弟兄姊妹，虽然是这么美好的弟兄姊妹。
It's very easy for work, service, to become something that we love more than him.
很容易我们的工作跟我们的服事就会让我们爱工作爱服事比甚于爱他更深。
In other words, where is our passion this morning?
换句话来说我们的热情到底在哪里？
What gets you up in the morning?
什么事情是让你每天早上可以起来的？
Is it to gaze upon his face today?
是不是这个能去瞻仰他的荣美？
To see him work in your life through a very difficult environment at school and at work.
是不是让他看怎么样在你这个很艰难的一个学校的或者工作的处境上面让他来带领你呢？
To watch the Lord change your spouse.
是不是看让基督看耶稣怎么样来改变你的配偶呢？
Faith believing, knowing that he can.
然后相信他，知道他能做。
Or is it an attitude?Well, nothing could ever change her or him.
还是我们的态度是没有任何事情或者任何人可以改变他。
What is our passion?
我们的热情到底是什么？
What is our worship?
我们的敬拜到底是什么？
Every person on the face of this earth is a worshiper.
在这个世界上的每一个人都是一个敬拜者。
All 6 billion plus people today are worshiping.
世界上60亿人口都是在敬拜一些东西。
We worship everyone, every minute of the day.
我们每一刻中每一个人都是在敬拜。
Worship is simply putting our interest in something that we value.
敬拜就是说把一些我们喜欢的东西放一些价值上面。
All of us.Have values on things in life.
我们对于生活上的一切事情都有价值观。
With some, it's education.
对有些人来讲，最重要的事情就是教育。
With some, it's pleasure.
对另外一些人来讲，那是享受。
We worship at the shrine of pleasure.
很多时候我们敬拜享受的东西。
With others, it's food, drink, shelter, and transportation.
很多时候对其他人来讲是食物是喝的东西是住的地方。
With some it's financial independence.
对另外一些人来讲是经济上能独立。
All we have to do is look at where we spend our time, where we put our money to see what we are worshiping.
我们只需要看看我们在什么事情上花时间花钱，我们就知道我们到底在敬拜什么东西。
What do we think is worthy to put our time?
有什么东西我们觉得是值得把我们的时间放上去的？
Is it the Lord Jesus?
是不是主耶稣呢？
Well, for most of us, and can speak for myself, it takes years often for the Lord Jesus to become our number one passion.
对大部分的人来讲，或者以我自己为例吧，很多时候要透过很多很多年，我们才能把主耶稣放在首位。
But as we sang just a few minutes ago, there has been those.Who have been true worshippers, and David was one.
好像我们刚才唱的诗歌一样，有很多是真正敬拜神的人，比如说大卫。
And we just sang that song, Psalms 27.
我们刚刚唱的就是诗篇27篇。
One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple.
有一件事我诚求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
This one thing.
这一件事。
This one thing I seek after.
这个一件事我在寻求的。
That I might be in the house of the Lord.
就是在耶和华的殿中。
So that all the brothers and sisters can see that I am a good Christian.
让所有其他的弟兄姊妹看到我是一个那么好的基督徒。
Doesn't say that.
这不是这样写的。
That I may behold the beauty of the Lord.
可他是怎么样写的呢？瞻仰他的荣美。
In Philippians 3:10, Paul says it this way: that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection.
保罗在腓立比书三章十节说到，使我认识基督并他复活的大能。
The apostle was possessed with one thought: that I may know this person.
使徒一直在想的一件事情就是让我认识这个人。
He had seen in himself in Romans 7 that he was a wretched man.
他在看到罗马书第七章讲到他是一个何等受辖制的人。
Like Job who said, I abhor myself.
好像约伯说我是多凄惨。
Like Isaiah who said, woe is me, I am a man of unclean lips.
好像以赛亚说我的嘴唇不洁净。
They wanted a heart transplant.
他们需要一个换心手术。
As Hudson Taylor says, an exchanged life.
好像戴德森说他要一个完全改变的生命。
Done with the old.
旧的生命不再有了。
We bring nothing to the table.
我们不能带任何东西。
We bring nothing to the Lord's table.
我们也不能带任何东西在主的饼杯面前。
The only thing we bring every day, brothers and sisters, is a penitent and contrite heart.
我们唯一能带到主面前的就是一个破碎忧伤的心。
Is this our passion?
这是不是我们的热情呢?
Like Mary of Bethany, just to sit at his feet.
好像伯大利的玛利亚就坐在他的脚前。
Brothers and sisters, we can sit at his feet when we're taking care of babies.
我们就算是在照顾婴孩的时候也能坐在主的脚前。
The young people have the privilege, opportunity to sit at his feet when you're sitting under your lecturers at school.
就算你是在你们年轻人在上课的时候也能坐在主的脚前
with a humble spirit to teach from some often poor teacher
你虽然是在一个很差的老师面前受教你还是可以有一个很谦卑的灵
it takes a humble spirit to listen to a poor teacher
我想如果你没有谦卑的灵你是不能很专心听一个很差的老师讲课
and when we sit humbly like thisThe Lord is able by the Holy Spirit to put His life in us.
当我们在他的脚前很谦卑地坐的时候，主就能把他的生命放在我们当中。
So the question is this morning, and we've been looking at the last 3 months, is how do we love Him? How do we come into this love?
所以我们这个问题就是，也就是我们从年初开始到现在的一个问题，就是我们怎么样爱他呢？
We love something.Because we spend time with it, we know about it.
很多时候我们爱一些物件的时候，我们就是会花时间，然后我们也知道的。
The sisters don't understand this.
这些姊妹们可能不认识。
But a man often becomes excited about a particular car.
可是很多弟兄们会对于某一部特别的车十分有兴趣。
Especially an older vintage car.
特别是古董车
that's been all redone and it's beautifully shined
古董车翻新的时候是十分好的
and the man lifts up the hood and he just looks at the engine
男士把这个车盖打开就看看这个机件
look at those twin carburetors
这些很好的机器
Look at the beautiful chrome.
这些管子很漂亮。
The beautiful paint job.
这个油漆漆得很好。
The smell of the leather.
这个皮的那个味道很香。
The power in this engine.
这个机械的能力很强。
A woman can look at some clothes and think that they're beautiful.
女人可以看到一些衣服，觉得这个真是美啊。
What we look at, what we stare at, we become consumed with.
当我们看的时候，我们很注意看的时候，我们就会被这些东西所霸占。
What occupies our vocabulary?
我们的言语是被什么霸占的呢？
And we have been looking at, just gazing at Jesus.
我们以前分享到，就是单单转眼看耶稣。
Looking at Jesus' eyes.
转眼看他的眼睛。
How penetrating those eyes are.
他的眼睛真的是能刺入我们的心。
Those eyes are like a flame of fire.
他的眼目如火焰。
And fire gives light.
火是能带出光。
Oh, how we need God's light.
我们多么能需要主的生命。
Fire attracts, and how we are attracted to the Lord Jesus when we gaze on Him.
当我们看他的时候，我们就会受到他的吸引。
In fire, there is power, and we need that power of His light.
火是能吸引的，而他的生命也是能吸引的。
Fire purifies.
火也可以净化。
And how we need each day to say, Lord, search my heart and purify it.
我们多么需要走到主的面前说，把我的心洗净。
Fire warms, and how we need His love to warm these cold, independent, self-loving hearts.
火也能带来温暖。我们多么需要他把我们这些冷酷跟独立的心带来温暖。
And fire also judges.
火也审判。
And judge now ourselves, lest we be judged later.
我们宁可现在被审判，要不然就会拖到以后。
As we gaze upon the Lord,
当我们转眼看耶稣的时候，
He reveals the crud, the dirt.
他把我们里面的肮脏显明出来。
He reveals the pride.
他把我们的骄傲显明出来。
He reveals this independent spirit.
他把我们的独立的个性显明出来。
And then what do we do?
那我们怎么做呢？之后
First John 1:9
约翰一书
Confess our sins
说我们要为我们的罪而忏悔。
Oh, to gaze just at the compassion of his lips, of his eyes.
我们只需要看一看他眼睛的慈爱。
What a penetrating eye when he looked at Peter as he went to the cross.
当他去十字架之前，他看彼得的眼睛是何等的深入。
What a life-changing look that was.
那是何等这一看能多能改变彼得的生命。
Do we spend more time looking at ourselves in the mirror, or do we spend more time looking at Him?
我们花多少时间在镜子面前看自己，多少时间是看耶稣？
One is vanity, one is eternal.
前者是虚空，后者是永恒。
But the Lord not only has eyes, He has ears.
主不但有他的眼睛，他也有他的耳朵。
He's the one who made our ears.
他是创造我们耳朵的人。
If he made our ears for listening, I'm sure that he listens also.
他因为创造我们的耳朵，让我们能听见，他自己也能听见。
Brothers and sisters, he hears the cry of our heart.
弟兄姊妹，他能听见我们心中的呼喊。
Oh, how we suffer often because we do not speak to him.
多少时候我们受苦，是因为我们没有跟他诉说。
He's waiting to.For us to verbalize, for us to say, I have a heartache.
他在等候我们向他诉说说我们心里疼痛。
It can be the simplest thing of praying for remembrance as you young people take a test.
这个是可以是很简单的一个祷告，比如说我们年轻人要在考试之前。
It can be for something as serious as losing a loved one and saying, Lord, give peace.
也可以是在很严重的时刻，比如说我们一个爱我们爱的人要离开世界了，我们祷告平安。
Does he hear prayers from us, thanksgiving from us, or does he hear murmuring from us?
他从我们身上听到什么呢？是祷告，是感谢，还是诉苦
？He hears both.
他什么都听见了。
One is for blessing.
前者是带来祝福。
And one.Is for our cursing.
后者是使那个使神咒诅我们。
Oh, may the Lord give us a clean heart.
主啊，愿你给我们一个清洁的心。
So that the only thing that comes from our mouth is thanksgiving and praise.
使到我们嘴巴里面出来的所有东西都是感激和赞美。
Friday night we were looking at Psalm 9.
星期五晚上我们看到诗篇第九篇。
It's a psalm of thanksgiving and praise.
那是一个赞美跟称颂耶和华的诗篇。
But the interesting thing about Psalm 9 is that there is a lot of pain in it.
可是很有趣的一件事情就是说在第九篇里面有很多很多的痛
苦。A lot of oppression.
有很多很多的被击打。
David is afflicted.
大卫是被击打的人。
But the overview, the overall thought from David's heart is praise, thanksgiving, and praise.
可是从大卫心中唯一出来的就是称谢耶和华跟赞美耶和华。
And we'll talk a little bit more about this principle in a minute.
我们以后会再多分享这一个题目。
Our Lord Jesus has a nose.
主耶稣也有鼻子。
He smells.
他可以闻到东西。
You know, we can see certain things with our eyes.
你知道有的时候我们可以看到某一些事情。
And everything can look very good.
然后我们看起来很好。
And we can hear things. We can say, that sounds great.
有的时候我们可以听到一些东西，觉得说，哦，这个听起来不错。
We might be right outside and say, oh, the beautiful sunshine.
我们可能达到外面说，哦，这个太阳真的是好美丽。
Everything looks very nice.
一切事物看起来多美好。
But then our nose detects the smell of natural gas.
可是我们的鼻子可以闻到这个天然气。
And we see a person approaching us smoking a cigarette.
我们可以看到一个人，他身上有烟味。
It's our nose that does the detecting.
是我们的鼻子有这个臭觉。
The Lord sees us.
主看到我们。
The Lord hears us.
主也听见我们。
But the Father is always smelling. Is there aroma of my Son?
可是父神一直在用他的臭觉看看有没有基督的香气。
Children are very smart. They learn to do the right things.
孩子们很快都会学会做他们所谓该做的事情。
But the question is, what's the motive? What's the intention behind it? What's the smell?
可是很多时候我们要问的是他们的动机是什么，他们的思想是什么，那他们的闻起来是什么样的味道。
Is there a sweet smelling savor of the Lord Jesus, that offering that comes from the Lamb 24 hours a day, morning the Lamb's put on and in the evening, and it's a sweet smell because it's Christ.
是不是一个基督清香美丽的气息呢？是因为他那个羔羊已经被牺牲了。我们有没有这个二十四小时都有这个香气
？Or was it something like Aaron's two sons that brought something that did not have the smell of Christ？
还是亚伦的两个儿子，他们带来一些东西是没有基督的香气
？Something that Ananias and Sapphira brought into the meeting。Didn't have the smell of Christ.
像其他人，他们带来一些东西是没有基督的香气。
The Lord Jesus and our Father is smelling all the time. What is the fragrance? Is there a fragrance, or is it a foul odor?
我们的主跟父神不断的在用他们的嗅觉看说有没有香气，还是有臭的气味。
We can deceive one another.
我们可以彼此欺骗。
But we cannot deceive Him.
可是我们不能欺骗他。
We've also been looking at the Lord Jesus' lips, those words that come out of his mouth.
我们也看到主耶稣的嘴唇，从他嘴里出的话。
Just his creative ability.
我们看到他能创造的能力。
That first word on the cross, when he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do.
他在十字架上的第一句就是说父啊赦免他们他们所做的他们自己不知道
You see in that word and in the spirit of that word a thief was one to the Lord
你知道吗在他的话语跟他的灵里面一个贼 也得救了
Even a soldier, a centurion was changed by that word
甚至于一个百夫长一个 兵丁他们也得救了
Jesus was not demanding any rights at all, and he had a lot of rights.
主耶稣并没有要求任何的权利，其实他是有很多很多的权利的。
In fact, it was just the opposite.
他是完全相反的。
It was simply, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
他只是说父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们自己不知道。
This roused the heart of the thief next to the Lord.
这个让这个贼的心受到激动。
And he became concerned about his salvation.
所以他也对他自己的得救问题开始注意起来。
And he asked the Lord about being remembered in his kingdom.
所以他就问主说，我能不能在你的国度里面被纪念？
And Jesus answers us, truly, I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise.
主对他说，我实在告诉你，你今日就要与我在乐园里。
These are lips of assurance.
这些是蛮有把握的嘴唇。
As we read in the Psalms, this is grace poured upon those lips.
好像我们刚才念的诗篇一样，这是嘴唇里出的恩惠。
When we have those lips, people are drawn to the Lord.
当我们有那些嘴唇的时候，大家都会被主所吸引。
It's humble lips.
这些是很谦卑的嘴唇。
The next word we see on the cross, Jesus says, "Woman, behold thy son."
他接下来，耶稣接下来的话就是说，妇人，看到你的儿子。
What love!
这是何等的爱。
What provision he had for his mother.
他为他的母亲准备了多少。
And we see the beginning of the church.
我们也看到这个教会的起初，起初的教会。
John and mother are one.
约翰跟这个母亲成合为一。
Even though this is not really his earthly mother.
虽然这个并不是他肉身的母亲。
But we are in a kingdom, brothers and sisters, that's higher than flesh and blood.
可是我们在这个比肉身任何东西都高的一个国度里面。
We are the family of God.
我们就是神的家庭。
God desires to make us one accord.
神使希望我们是合一的。
God desires to create a spirit in us that we can submit to one another.
主也希望在我们里面有这个灵是可以彼此顺服的。
That we look in the fellowship of how we can serve one another.
我们看看我们的聚会来说，我们怎么样可以彼此服侍。
Here the Apostle John was given the privilege of serving the Lord's mother.
这里使徒约翰有得到这个 权利 是可以去服侍主耶稣的母亲。
And the Lord wanted John to take her away from the cross.
主要求约翰把他的母亲从十字架旁接走。
He cared for his mother.
他很照顾他的母亲。
He didn't want his mother to hear that next very difficult word.
他不希望他的母亲听了他下一句十分艰难的话语。
When right after 12 o'clock, the Lord would say, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
因为正午之后，主耶稣立刻就说，我的神啊，我的神啊，你为何离弃我？
He could no longer call him father.
他不能再叫他父神。
He had been separated from his father.
因为他已经跟父神离别了。
As he bore the sin for us.
当他背负着我们的罪业的时候。
But shortly after that he says, and our subject for this morning for a few minutes is, I thirst.
可是很多没多久他就说我渴了，也这是我们今天早上的题目。
Jesus says, I am thirsty.
主耶稣说我口渴。
Jesus had lost a lot of blood. He had lost a lot of blood.
主耶稣已经失去很多血。
And when we lose blood, it causes us to be thirsty.
当我们失去血的时候，我们就会口渴。
Yes, physically he was thirsty.
是的，在实际上来说，他的确是口渴。
It bears out the fact that he was humanity.
这是证明他也是人。
He wasn't some supernatural Superman hanging on the cross. He was man, just like you and I.
他是以一个单单纯纯的人上十字架，并不是超人。
He suffered the same physical pain.
他也承受了肉身上的痛苦。
And more severe, the mental rejection.
更重要的是，他也承受了他思想上的一些被拒绝。
Just like any man.
就像所有人一样。
But when he said, I'm thirsty, there was an underlying meaning far greater than his physical need.
可是当他说他口渴的时候，里面的原因是更重要的。
The Son of God thirsted for his Father.
神的儿子，渴慕他的父亲。
He knew the most important thing in life was to thirst for the Father.
他知道人一生中最重要的事情就是渴慕父神。
He knew that there was only one place in which he could be ever satisfied.
他知道只有一个，他站在一个地位才能完全得到满足。
The place that he had always been satisfied, even in eternity past, and that is in union with his Father.
他知道只有一个地位，站在一个地位，他才能得到满足。那是在创世以前就是如此的，就是与父联合。
And the most difficult thing for the Lord on the cross.Was to be separated from that, and he says, "I thirst for that."
最使主为难的就是他要与父神离别，所以他说我是渴慕父神。
This has been prophesied in the Psalm 42.
这是也是在诗篇四十二篇里面所有预言的。
Very familiar, as the deer pants for the water brooks.So my soul pants for thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God.
这就是我们大家都很熟悉的经句。神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心渴想神，就是永生神。
Psalm 63:1.
诗篇六十一篇第一章。
Is a picture of the Lord Jesus praying, O God, thou art my God, I shall seek thee earnestly. My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh yearns for thee in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
这也是主耶稣当时的一幅图画。神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你。在干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。
And in Psalm 69:21, we see the world's answer to this thirst.
你也看到诗篇第六十九篇，这是世人给的这个口渴的情况的一个回答。
Another messianic verse 21, they also gave me coal for my food, and for my thirst, they gave me.Vinegar or sour wine to drink.
第二世界就是讲到世界的回答，就是他们拿苦胆给我当食物，我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝。
This is man's answer to man's thirst.
这是人对人的口渴的情况的一个答复。
But Jesus saw beyond that.
可是主看透这一切。
Jesus saw that even though The Father had rejected him.
主耶稣看到说，虽然父神已经离弃他了。
It was that same Father that he needed.
可是那是他是同样的父神，是他也是同样需要的。
It was that same Father that he trusted.
那是他一向信赖的父神。
The Father had just turned his back on the Son.
父神已经用他的背对着主。
And Jesus says, I trust my Father.
可是耶稣还是说，我信靠我的父神。
My Father has never made a mistake.
我的父神从来不没有过失。
My Father is perfect love.
我的父神的爱是完全的爱。
My Father is perfect wisdom.
我父神的智慧是何等的充足。
My Father is perfect justice.
我父神的审判是完美的。
The cross is not a mistake.
所以十字架并不是一个错误。
My suffering and having to be rejected by my Father is not a mistake.
所以我之所以受苦，我之所以被离弃，并不是一个错误。
Right here, brothers and sisters, we have one of the key principles of moving, as it were, into oneness with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里看到一个很关键的一个条件，是怎么样可以进入与神合一。
One of the first words we teach our children is to say thank you.
我们教导我们孩子的第一个字常常是谢谢。
And they learn it very quickly because they always get something.
他们很快也就学会了，因为他们得到一些东西，他们就会说谢谢。
Say please.
我们说请。
So they say please.
所以他们就说请。
And once it's given, they say thank you.
当他们拿到东西，他们就说谢谢。
It's another one of those characteristics that even us adults understand very well.
这些是我们连成年人也很熟悉的一些个性。
We say thank you to the Lord. I just got a raise. Praise the Lord.
我刚刚得到薪水增加，我就说感谢赞美神。
The children just got good grades. Praise the Lord.
我们的孩子成绩很好，我们就说感谢赞美主。
Someone said thank you to me at the fellowship because of my work. That made me feel very good.
因为我的一些工作，在教会的工作，人家向我道谢，我就说，我也说感谢主。
That's very natural. The natural flesh can handle that situation very easily.
我们天然的血气是很能应付这些处境的。
But the test, brothers and sisters, is when things don't go right.
可是我们的考验就是当事情并不顺心的时候。
When you're like Paul and Silas in a Philippian or a jail at Philippi.
就好像保罗跟希拉在腓立比的一个监牢里面。
God's always testing us every day. Where is our heart?
神不断的每天的来考验我们，我们到底心在哪里？
Do we smile only when everything is perfect?
我们是不是当事情完全十全十美的时候，我们才微笑呢？
Our natural life is able to do that.
我们天然的个性也能这样做。
But the Lord is wanting us to depend upon His life.
可是主是要希望我们依靠他的生命。
To be able to give thanks in what? All things.
在凡事上都谢恩。
The bad things.
坏的事情。
The difficult things.
艰难的事情。
Disappointments, brothers and sisters, are God's decrees of love.
我们生命上经历的一些失望都是神给我们的爱。
We don't often think of that being loving, do we?
我们从来不觉得那个是很有慈爱的。
Disappointments are God's decrees of love.
我们生命经历的一切的失望都是神给我们的爱。
You don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you have asked the Lord to make you humble?
你不用举手，可是有多少人弟兄姊妹向主说使我更谦卑？
The Lord has shined his face in your life and you see that you're proud and you want to become humble.
主用他的面光照你的时候，你就觉得说你是很骄傲的人，你希望得到他的谦卑。
How do we become humble?
我们怎么样成为谦卑呢？
By having everything in our life go perfect?
是不是因为我们凡事顺利呢？
No, we become humble through pressure.
我们因为受到压力才谦卑。
Pressure causes us to have to look to God.
因为我们受到压力，所以我们才仰望主。
Pressure causes us to be dependent upon God.
因为我们受到压力，所以我们才倚靠主。
Pressure causes us not to be self-sufficient.
因为有了压力，所以我们才不自我满足。
Everything in our environment is orchestrated by God.
我们在生命上的一切事情都是有神精心制造的。
Today there are wars throughout the world.
今天世界上很多地方都有战争。
We might say, "Oh, isn't that too bad?"
我们可能说，哦，这不是太坏的事情。
But God is using those.
可是主甚至连利用那些战争。
God is using all the poverty.
主也利用一切的贫穷。
God is using all the difficulty in our homes.
主也利用我们家庭一切的难处。
To bring us to a place where we can just say, He is Lord.
把我们带到一个地步说他是主。
To bring us to a place where we can say, I love you in all circumstances.
他把我们带到一个地步说我们爱他是在任何情况下都爱他。
In 1 Kings 12:24, there's a little phrase. 1 Kings 12:24.
在列王记上第十二章有一个很短的一个章节。
Jerusalem is about to be run over. Rehoboam doesn't know what to do. Should he go attack his brethren, Jehoshaphat?
他应不应该攻击他的弟兄呢?
God says, no, Rehoboam, don't do a thing.
神对他说，罗伯安不要做任何事情。
He makes a statement. He says, this thing is from me, God says.
神这样说，这是出于我。
The pressure in the land, God says, this is from me.
事实上一切的压力，这些都是出于神。
I'm behind this thing.
我是在这些压力之后的神。
There's nothing, brothers and sisters, in our life that God, in all of His love, has not decreed.
你们身上的一切事情都是神精心制造的。
He has put you young people with the right parents.
他把这些年轻人放在适当的父母面前。
Sometimes you don't think so.
很多时候你不认为如此。
The quicker you young people can begin to say, thank you for my parents, it's the beginning of when the Lord will put a smile on your face.
当这些年轻人说，终于学会说，主啊，为我的父母感谢你。
You won't walk around like someone's hit you over the head with a sledgehammer.
你就不会脸上满有笑容，不会好像头被人打了一棒似的。
There will be a peace.
那会有一个平安。
And I hope you young people don't have to wait till you're 50 years old like I had to be before I appreciated my parents.
我希望我们年轻人不要像我一样，等到50岁才对我的父母感激。
I didn't have a clue until I had my own children, my own teenage children, to realize what my parents went through and what I put them through.
直到我有我自己的孩子，有我自己的年轻人孩子的时候，我才回想，我使我的父母也受了很大的苦楚。
At age 12, I went to work for the neighbor farmer because you couldn't have two bosses on our farm, my dad and me.
我12岁的时候，我不肯为我父亲工作，我去我旁边的人那边工作，因为一个农场上面不可能有两个雇主。
And I will tell you, it's a tough way to learn.
我可以告诉你，这样子学习是很艰难的。
It's not joyful.
这是没有喜乐的一件事。
Because even though I was a believer all through those ages, I was independent. I had plans for my life.
虽然那个时候我年纪那么小，已经是信徒，可是我仍然有我自己的计划。
And every day that I thought I had a plan for my life, God just, as a gentleman, backs off.
每一天我觉得我自己有我自己的计划的时候，神就退后了。
He said, you don't need my spirit, I'm not going to give it to you.
他说，你既然不肯要我的灵的话，我也不会给你的。
And so I lived independently.
所以我很独立的生活着。
For years.
很多很多年都是如此。
Oh, what a joy is when we submit to everyone over us.
当我们顺服在年长的人的时候，是多么喜乐的一件事情。
And as it says here in 1 Kings 12, it doesn't have to be the right environment, the perfect environment.
就好像列王记上讲的所讲的，并不是需要一个所谓好的环境。
The point is, it's from God.
最重要的是，这事是出于神。
And when Jesus said, I thirst, he accepted the environment that God put him in.
当耶稣说，我渴了，他是接受了神的安排。
He demonstrated that there was one person to make him happy.
他代表说只有一个人能使他心满意足。
He didn't look at the cross and say, you know, hanging up here is not fun.
他没有看到那个十字架说挂在十字架真是不是好受的一件事情。
Not my will, but thine be done.
可是他说不是我的意愿，而是神的意愿。
And through it all, I will thirst after you.
然后在整个过程当中，我都要渴慕你。
And when he nodded to the Father and said, I thirst, the next word was finished.
当他说渴了，他第二句话就是说，这事情成就了。
Salvation was complete.
救恩就被成就了。
In our own lives, brothers and sisters, there will become a completeness, a fullness, when we are able to thirst only after the Lord amidst all of our problems.
在我们的生命当中会有这个满足跟这个丰足，当我们说我们就是渴了。
And we say, just like the Lord, Jesus' last words on the cross, and he once again says, Father. Father, into my hands I commit my spirit.
然后我们就能像主耶稣在十字架所说的最后一句话，就是说，父啊，我把我的灵交给你。
Jesus invites us each this morning just to come to Him.
耶稣是向我们每一个人说，去他面前。
He's the only one that can fill the thirst in our life.
只有他才能解决我们的渴。
He is the only one that can cause us to say, I thirst after you amidst the problems in this world.
只有他才能使我们说，在任何艰苦的环境当中，我们还是渴慕神。
As we continue to look upon him,
当我们继续仰望他的时候，
he will create a thirst in our hearts.
他会在我们心中制造这个渴慕。
And it's only him that we will want.
我们只要他。
And he is the only one that can wet that tongue.
只有他才能把我们的舌头的口渴解决。
In John 4, we see the woman at the well.
在约翰第四章，我们看到那个在井边的那个。
She was on her sixth lifetime.
她已经是度过人生的第六个人生。
She had already had five husbands.
她已经有五个丈夫。
And she was living with a sixth.
她是跟第六个同居。
Never to have that thirst quenched.
他从来没有被他的口渴从来没有被解决。
And Jesus said to her, He says, "If you would just ask."
耶稣对他说，你只需要问。
John 4:10.
约翰福音第四章第十节。
If you knew, Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God, which is my life, and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would ask them, and he would have given you living water.
约翰福音四章十节，你若知道神的恩赐，就是他的光，和对你说给我喝水的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你。给了你活水。
As Jesus hung on the cross, he knew the giver of this gift.
当主耶稣被挂在十字架的时候，他知道这个谁施予生命。
He knew who to address. He says, "Father, I thirst."
他知道要转向谁。他说，他向父神说，我渴了。
At this point, this woman is still blinded.
在这一刻的时刻，这个女人还是被蒙蔽。
But in the 13th verse, Jesus answered and said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again.
接着十三节，那个主耶稣跟他说，每一个喝了这水的人还要再渴。
Everything that you and I, brothers and sisters, have been trying to satisfy us just causes us to thirst.
这些一切事情，在世界上的事情都是让我们喝了再渴。
The more money we make, the more we have to have.
我们赚的钱越多，我们越需要赚更多的钱。
14th verse, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become to him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Proverbs 5:15 says, drink from your own cistern.
箴言说到，你要喝你自己池中的水。
You and I only have one well.
你跟我只有一个井。
And it's not family.
不是我们的家庭。
It's not our spouses.
也不是我们的配偶。
Even if they were the perfect spouse, brothers and sisters, they're not going to satisfy your thirst.
就算你是有十全十美的配偶，那你的口渴还是不会被解决。
And it's not your job. It's not your degrees.
也不是你的工作，也不是你的学位。
It's a living water.
这是这个活水。
And drink of it daily. And drinking of it daily.
每天喝这个活水。
Jesus understood this.
主耶稣明白这一点。
Jesus was not offended like John the Baptist by the cross.
主耶稣也没有因为施洗约翰跟十字架而受到刺激。
Jesus knew God never made a mistake.
主耶稣知道父神从来不会做错事情。
And he says, I thirst after you.
所以他说我渴慕你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, every time we look at you, we just are amazed at your beauty.
父神啊，每一次我们转眼看你的时候，我们都因着你的荣美而受感动。
Grace was truly poured out upon your lips.
从你的嘴里满有恩惠。
Lord, thank you for this example of showing us who we're supposed to thirst after.
主啊，谢谢你给我们设立了榜样，让我们知道我们该向谁渴慕。
Lord, give us the spirit to thirst after you and you alone.
主啊，给我们这个灵，让我们只因单单为你而渴慕。
For only you can quench our thirst.
因为只有你才能解决我们的口渴。
Only you can give peace and joy in a very confused world.
只有你能在这个动乱的世界上给我们平安喜乐。
Even the confusion in our families and even in the body, Lord, you are the answer.
不管是家庭或者肢体里面的一些难处，你都是我们唯一的答案。
Thank you for your word.
我们谢谢你跟我们说话。
May it encourage us through the week.
又愿你的话勉励我们接着的那个礼拜。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名字。
Amen.